Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue to reflect on the teaching of the apostles and the great confidence that they have in knowing what they've received from the Lord Jesus Christ. They are a new creation, and they knew it, and they walked in it, and the Holy Spirit wants to help you and me to follow in their footsteps and to believe what they believed and to experience what they experienced, to come into the full inheritance. You know, I've been talking a lot this week of the struggle that we're going through here in this great trial and the coronavirus, the battle with the coronavirus, and so much of what gets revealed. I'm impressed by and sobered by how quickly the world can change, how quickly the whole globe, how quickly it can shut down. It's another sign of just how fragile and, yeah, it's just contingent and how unsecure the whole thing actually is. There's only one rock that's unshakable. And there's only one who's totally secure, the one who made it all, and the one for whom we have been made, and we've been given this great gift. And so the apostles call us to radically follow in the footsteps of Jesus the way they followed in the footsteps of Jesus, and they show us so clearly where their confidence lies. Their confidence lies in their identity as sons and daughters of God, in knowing that they've received the power of God, the power of Christ risen to live a new way of life and to extend the Master's kingdom in the world. They're so filled with purpose. Circumstances of life don't seem to bother them. I'm sure the trials they go through and did go through were difficult, but they were never surprised by them. And they found God in the midst of the trials. And they found the opportunity to live for the King, to be faithful to Him, to express their love for Him in the midst of trial and difficulty. They didn't let the circumstances of life overwhelm them like a big wave, tsunami wave, and come under it and be drowned by the struggles and the difficulties, the disappointments, the insecurities, the failures, all of that. They just stayed focused. The teaching they gave us, lift your eyes to the heavens, right? Set your heart, set your mind on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of the Father. We set our minds on things above. Doesn't mean we leave the world. Doesn't mean we don't care about the world. It means, friends, that in the midst of our daily life and our daily responsibilities, our mind and our hearts are given to God. We're walking with Him in security and walking with Him in confidence. Galatians chapter 2, St. Paul talked about the radical change that came in his life and how the decisions he made to give himself fully to the Lord. And he surrendered to what he knew God was doing in his life. It wasn't something that originated in him or in Peter or in John or in the saints that we hope to model our lives after. They all, in seeking God, in surrendering their hearts to God, were able to grasp by God's grace through the Holy Spirit, through the teaching of Scripture and the church, they were able to see what God had done for them. They went deeper and deeper and deeper into the knowledge of who God is and what God's done for them. They began to have deeper conviction, growing sense of urgency, deep confidence that God's come after me. God's coming after me. God wants union with me. God wants me to be with Him. God loves me. God forgives me. He's in my corner. He's not, as I said the other day, He's not a distant, disappointed, angry God waiting for you to get your act together. He's come to you. You know, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And this is love, that He loved us, not that we first loved Him. So love is pursuing us. And that love, which is the gift of the Holy Spirit, dwells in us now to bring us in union with the Father and the Son in the power of the Holy Spirit. So Paul knew that, and what it requires from us is a response. It requires a wholehearted response. Even if it's weak, even if all you have right now is just a kind of weak energy, your faith is small, just speak from your heart, honestly, to God. Even at this difficult time, maybe your experience of this trial has been mostly a fight, and you're often discouraged, and you're full of fear, and the rest. And all these realities I've been talking about in the perspective and the lived experience of the apostles seems far away. It seems distant. Just tell Jesus that. Talk to him. In simple ways, honestly from your heart, say, Jesus, I want to be near you, but I'm afraid. I don't know how. Jesus, I often feel ashamed or often feel guilty or you seem like a stranger to me. I don't know what to think. I don't know where to begin. Begin, friends, by just giving your heart to him. Say, Jesus, I do give to you all my sins. I give to you all my life. I ask forgiveness for any way in which I haven't leaned into you or I've resisted you. I acknowledge my powerlessness, Lord. I want everything that you want for me. I want to know and understand. I want a renewed mind. I want to start living. I don't know how much time I have left on earth, but I want to live it sold out. I want to live it by the power, a power that's beyond me that I read about, that I'm not living in yet. Lord, help me awaken that power in me. Come, Holy Spirit, transform me, change me. Friends, he will hear that prayer. And you just keep praying it every day. You keep surrendering every day. You pick up his word each day. You participate in the life of the sacraments when it's possible. Here's Paul from Galatians chapter 2. He said, I have been crucified with Christ. So Paul is beginning with, in this amazing statement he's about to make, he's beginning with a fact. I have been crucified with Christ. What does that mean? You go back to what he said in Romans chapter 6. What happens in baptism? In baptism, he said, I'm crucified with Christ. The old man, that's the fallen human being under sin, under the dominion of the world, the flesh, and the devil, that man has been put to death, has been crucified with Christ. Jesus, in his mercy, comes to us, and in his awesome sacrifice of perfect love, he comes to us and he unites us to his death on the cross. And he cleanses us with his most precious blood. He purifies us. He takes away every stain of sin. He makes it possible for us then to become a dwelling place of God. And so the old man's been put to death. And what Paul says, I've been raised now, a new man. I'm united to Christ. I'm in the body of Christ. There's a new power in me, a new reality. And I don't have to be subject to sin, Paul said. I don't have to be a slave to sin anymore. There's a new power in me. I'm under the reign and dominion of the King. I'm not under the reign and the dominion of Satan and the world, the flesh, and the devil. I'm a new creation. There's power in me that I never had before. It's the power that raised Jesus from the dead, and I can become all God has meant me to be. So, chapter 2, Galatians, verse 20, I have been crucified with Christ. This is what Paul has in mind. It is no longer I who live. The I, the ego, is what he's talking about. The me first, by my own power, by my own energy. I have become a new creation. Paul stands on this fact. It's not something he wishes could happen. It happened. And it happened, and it's real. And it has direct implication on his experience of life and how he's going to orient his whole life on a daily basis. He now has a clear focus. He knows the central meaning of his life. He knows what happened to him in baptism. It wasn't just some symbolic thing. This stuff happened. And so Paul says, I get it now. The old man in me that insisted on his own way, that was under sin, when I came out of the waters of baptism, I was made alive in Jesus Christ. And he came to dwell in me. He said, therefore, it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. It's so important for us, friends, to live with that awareness and totally believe it. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you believe it. What's the biggest thing in your life? It's bigger than the biggest business you could lead. It's bigger than your favorite sports team. It's bigger than your biggest hobbies, your favorite hobbies. It's bigger than all your accomplishments. It's bigger than everything in the world. It's bigger than all the money in the world. It's bigger than all the kingdoms of the world. The King has come to live in you. It's more valuable than all of that put together. What a treasure. Paul understood it. Christ living in me, he said, now, the life I live in the flesh, that's the life we're living right now, right? The life I live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God. And what is faith? It's, think of Abraham, think of the patriarchs, think of the apostles. It's a radical abandonment of our lives in trust to God. It's aligning ourselves, our part of cooperating with the leadership of Jesus, the lordship of Jesus, aligning ourselves with the Lord, with everything we've got, with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Abraham was a nomad of faith. When God called him, he left everything he built, his whole enterprise, everything his identity was caught up in, and he followed the voice of God. And everybody around him thought he was crazy. He was a nomad of faith. He abandoned himself to God. Of course, it was perfected in Jesus. He showed us the way. But Paul is saying, now, Christ lives in me, and I'm living now in a relationship with Christ. And my part is responding to his initiative of forgiveness and love and outpouring of the Spirit, which gives me new power, and it's teaching me, empowering me to love and to trust the Son of God. So he said, let me read it again. And the life I live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Paul's saying, I'm going to live by his grace, responding to his call, I'm going to radically trust Jesus, the Son of God. Why? He loved me and he gave himself up for me. I want to love him in return with my whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. And I want to give up my life for him, the one life that I've been given. I was made by him. I was made for him. This is the whole meaning of life. This is the definition of sanity, of reality, of fulfillment, of meaning. I know God. I belong to God. And my dignity and my greatest joy is to obey him and express love for him and follow him. He said, I do not nullify the grace of God. I receive the grace of God, he's saying. Isn't that awesome? I have been crucified with Christ. Put your name in there. You know, think about yourself. I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ is living in me. That's the more we've been talking about this week. That's the more that the apostles are talking about. Friends, there's an infinite depth we can go to. In this life, we take giant steps in that direction, but one day Christ will be all in all, and he will present us to God the Father. That's where we're going. And friends, may we live and die his loyal friends. May we live and die in this radical faith of total abandonment to him. He'll help us do it if we want it. That's the key. Are we hungering? Are we thirsting? Are we going after his word? Are we following the footsteps of the saints? Friends, it's for you. God bless you. Have a blessed weekend and enjoy the Lord.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.